We're holding the Siman Tov Lamed Tes, Sif Gimel, Hilchos Pesach. Today is November 27th, 2012. The Mechaber tells us as follows. Hiniach tisha kikaros, if you put down 9 kikaros of chametz, umotza asara. How do you like this one? You can wish a mazal tov. They have 9 pieces, puts down 9, and you have a 10th. Mazal tov, right? Now, tzarech livdoik achar kol atisha. You have to check after, you have to do another bediga, look after for those 9 that you put down. This is a little scarier now, because you put out 10, you know you put out 10, you only find 9. That's a bit of a problem now. Tzarech livdoik achar kol asara. You have to look after all the 10 pieces that you put out. Shano ayim, because we say those pieces that you found, mashiniach nital, that was taken away from someone else. And basically, you have to do another bedika. These are other pieces. The Yeshurim and the Hanimili, where now the Mechaber here is explaining the first case. The case we just mentioned is B'kshur Miyachad, when they're all tied together. Avlim Einam K'shur Miyachad, but if they're not all tied together, Ein Tzarech Livdoik Ela Achar Ha'echad. But if they're not all tied together, then you only have to check only for the one. So the Mishnah says in Sif Katan Yud Beis, we're in Siman Tov Lamed Tes, Sif Katan Yud Beis. Tzarech Livdoik. The case was, I put out 9 pieces of chametz and I found 10 pieces. Tzarech Livdoik Achar Kol Atisha. The Amrinan Hani Achrini, because we say these pieces that were found are other pieces. Shim Acher, Sheish Acher Hevim Kan, someone else brought them here. Kevin Shein Mekirin. The 9 that you put out, where are they? A weasel dragged them away. You have to check for them, even if you were mavatal earlier. So just to point out, it's interesting, the Gemara in, I might have mentioned maybe in this year or a different year, that the Gemara says in the early dapim of Maseches Psachim, Is the weasel, is a chulda, is a neviyah, she a prophetess. And we all know chulda was one of the names of the prophetesses. So the Gemara makes a pun there. So here you have, it's referring to the weasel, is this chulda a neviyah. But it's not talking about that case. Anyway, let's continue. Sif konyat gimel, mashinich nitol, that which was put down there was taken away. The issue says an interesting point. Number 11. In regards to Linyan Bracha, Bedika Zu, She'en Chayiz Mevarech. You don't go back. You had to do another Bedika, but you don't make another Bracha. Gam Ze, Afila Bittel Mikoidim, even if you were Mevatel previously. Sef Konya Dalev, Yeshayimim, now the Mechaber told us that the whole case we just mentioned is when do you have to do another Bedika if they're tied together? Bekshum Yachad, Vadim Ish Lakam Lakam Kulam. Because perhaps the ktanim or a mouse or a weasel, someone took them, therefore tzarech livdoik achareim, and you have to do another bedika v'hani achrini ninu, and these that were found are a different set of chametz. However, if it's separate, if it's not kshum yachad, ein tzarech livdoik v'chein pasku achareinim, and you just look after the Sifkon Yitzayin, Ela Achar Ha'echod, after that one piece which you're missing, you, once again, in this latter case, you put out 9 pieces you found, and you put out 10 pieces, you only found 9. So to check for that one piece if it's not tied together. Damrinon, Rasherak, Echod, Nitol, V'achir, Nishru, B'mkoyman, only that one was taken, and the rest were in the right spot that you put them out in. V'nirad, De'ein lo'hokl b'zeh, Ela kishabitul. The Mishru says, you should only be lenient on this case when you're mevatel the chametz, or yeshiyeshu husa dain levatel, or there's still before the 6th hour of the day where you can mevatel. Uvehniach tisha, when you put out 9 pieces, umatza asara, and you find 10. A nafkamina ben sheniach atisha mekushar, doesn't matter if you put them out tied together, umatza ata asara mekusharin, and then you find now 10 pieces which are tied, or shenicha nifrodin, or you put them out separately. And you find an extra one. Make sure you check after all those 9 pieces which you put out. Sif dalit in the mechaber. Hiniach chametz bezavis zu matzoy bezavis acheres. Tzarech lachzav livdaik. You put out chametz on, let's say, the left corner in one corner, then you find it in the right corner. What's a trick someone's pulling on you? Let's take it. What's going on here? Says the Mishmas Tzarech lachzav livdaik es abayis kuloi. They check the whole house. Why the shema chametz acherhu? Maybe it's not the same chametz you put out. Now, yesterday I come to the kitchen. I see my 3-year-old taking the pepper and just decorating the table. You know, so I'm like, look. I said, what are you doing? And just continuing. You know, the child has a mind of their own. Okay, we all do, but this is a different world. You know, decorating the table. You know, so if you put that chametz in one corner, here the Mishmur is saying very clearly, maybe the katan took it and put it somewhere else. I like it, and it looks better over there. So he says here, tzarech lachzor v'livdaik es abayis kulay, t'shema chametz acher, maybe it's a different chametz. V'arisha not like katan. The katan takes it away, and maybe eats it. Who knows what they did with it? Or achbor, or a rodent, and he put it somewhere else. V'achreinim eskimu odim kvar bitaloy sheyesh adayin shus levatloy. If you are mevatel, or if you have time to mevatel, Ein tzarech lachzav livdaik, you do not have to do another bedika. The kevin shabedika hu medivri soifrim, since the bedika is midirabanan, talina lahakil shezehu echametz sheniach, we are leaning to say this is the chametz that was put down originally.
And then how to get to the thing?
Yeah, moved around. Now we were just in what we'll call the world of Yeridea. We're now taking a trip to Choshen Mishpat. In Simen Tav Mem, we're entering into Choshen Mishpat. Din chemtsoi shel eni Yehudi, shehuvkad eitzel Yisrael. The halachas of the chametz of a non-Jew that was deposited. This word huvkad is a mafkir peris eitzel chaver. The same word is given over to a non-Jew, and the Jew most probably was going to be paid for watching this item. Now the question is, he has in his possession or under his authority, the chametz of a non-Jew. Now, it's not his chametz totally, but it's still chametz that he's responsible for. So, just in the words of a little introduction, if it's a responsibility that he takes of geneva v'aveda, of for theft and for losing an item, then he has his mekabel achrayus, as we'll see in Sif Aleph. He accepts responsibility for it. So therefore, it's to some degree like his chametz, and he has to remove this chametz from his possession. Or else, it's chametz shavu lav pesach. And Sif Beis will see, Mitzvah Shem, that we're talking about a case where he was not makabel chrayis. Okay, let's see the mechaber Sif Aleph. Ein Yehudi shehifkid chemtsoi eitzel Yisrael, a non-Jew, deposits his chametz by a Jewish person. If the Jewish person is responsible for this chametz, if it gets stolen, then he would have to repay for the theft. Or if he loses it, then he would have to repay this value of the chametz to the non-Jew. Then, whether the chametz is in the Jewish person's house, or it's in some other place, but it's still under the Jewish person's authority, his jurisdiction. Chayiv levaroi, the mecharis says, he has to get rid of it. Yes, it's because it's his chametz. To some degree, it's defined now as his chametz, and he can't have chametz.
But he's paid to watch it. Yeah, you want it back when it's finished.
When you bought the buy, that's chayiv levaroi. He had to destroy it.
Tell the bottom, I had to destroy my chametz. I don't care. I paid.
So, Baruch Shekivante, you're having to the Marig.
Good. Who doesn't care about the...
Who's the Marig?
Marig?
That's me. That's me. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's an interesting point here. I asked my Harusa this question last night. And he gives you the chametz. We assume he wants it back, right? So, now you tell him, you see, the laws of Passover came, and they came and told me that I had to destroy your chametz. He's like, excuse me, I paid you to take care of it. That's how you return it to me? So you give him the box of ashes, you know, of the chametz. I don't think he's appreciated that too much. So it could be, that's dinei choshen mishpat. It could be that if there's dinei machus dina, then you're mechuyev to repay him for that. But in the Gabi Hilchos Pesach, what are your obligations for Hilchos Pesach? Hilchos Pesach, if you're mekabel achrayis, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah here, so then it's your chametz now. And you have to get rid of it. You can't keep chametz over Pesach. Unless you maybe sell it. Or let's see what we can do now. Okay, Sifkat and Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. If he is mekabel achrayis, I was hoping no one would ask that question. It always happens. Okay, no. I always ask away, please. It says the chsev in the pasuk saor lo yimotzi v'teichem. Saor referring to the chametz you should not be found in your houses. Mashma, afilu hasaor eina shaloi legamri. Even if it's not, these are the key words here. It's not totally yours. Gamkin osim netayir. Still, it's osim deraisa. Miu, however, al kolpanim mayri b'shekiva lo v'chrayis. We're talking about a case where the Yisrael, a Jewish person, was mekabel achrayis. Responsibility for this chametz. Now, once he is mekabel achrayis, he accepts responsibility for this chametz. The Torah views it as his chametz now. The pikadon ba'alma shloy ba'achrayis like a yisur lahashayis. Because if it's a regular item that the non-Jew says, here, watch over this item. But the Jewish person never accepts responsibility for it. It's not mine. Midechsiv kro achrino. How do I know this? Because there's another passage that says, lo yeira lecho. It should not be seen by you. You should not see the chametz. Darshina shelecho a'i atoroya. Aval atoroya shelecheirim. You shouldn't see your chametz. But this is not referred to as your chametz. When, in what case? When he's not mekabel achrayis. When he does not take responsibility for it. So the non-Jew just gives over the chametz. He says, listen, I'll be back in a minute. Okay, you want me back? Fine. You know, but it's not mine. Something happens to it. I'm not taking responsibility for it. In that case, when they're saying the Jewish person, it's not a problem for him to have that chametz there. Yes? Okay, so we have our Nezikin man here. Okay? And we will, in Hashem, discuss a Yishem Rechinam in a few sifim later. Yes. He's not talking. No. I don't think so. Okay. Well, he's saying, but if he's not Mikhail Chrayis. We'll see Shemachinam specifically later on. Yes. Keep that in mind. Keep that question in mind. Sif Cotton Bays. If he's Chayib Achri Yusoy, Mayri Shekiba Olav Achrayis, he's Mikhail Chrayis Behedio, Vekonum Yodoy. Says mekabel achrayis, he accepts responsibility for this chametz. V'konami yodoy, and he was mekabel it. He accepted it, meaning that he did one of the ways of kinyonim. In order to mekabel achrayis, you have to acquire it. You have to do mashicha, whatever the act of acquisition was done, he did it. Dilav hachi ein din shomim la'akum, because if he did not acquire it in one of the ways to acquire an item, there is no halachically in the Choshen Mishpat in Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph. How do I know this? Because the Mishmur says it right here, Sif Dalet. He says that there is no din shayim la'akum, which means that a non-Jew cannot make you, the Yisrael, the Jewish person, into a guardian. So how did you, the Jewish person, acquire it? You acquired it by doing one of the ways of acquisition, which we discussed earlier, of the kinyanim. What happens if there's a law of the land, Dina de Malchus Edina, which they say, you, if you're watching over it, that means it's yours to be responsible for it. Even if you weren't Mekabel Achrayis specifically. But there's a Dina Malchus. Right? The first commandment, and then instead of freedom of speech, is you are Mekabel Achrayis whether you like it or not in that country. Then says the Mishnah Berurah, Misho Shinasa Shoimer, at the time when you become a guardian, Af Beloy Kinyan, even without an acquisition of this chametz, Nami have a Bershus of the Yisrael, it's still considered to be in the Rishus of the Yisrael, the Afila Loy Hisne, Shehechaya Bachrayas Gneva, Kedemuvora Lakame. even if there was no stipulation whether or not the Jewish person will be responsible if it gets stolen, but since it's a din hamalchus, the government says you're responsible, you are responsible. Sif kotn gimel. B'chol makom b'shusoy. So, even if it's not in your house, but it's under your authority, you are responsible to destroy this chametz. Va'afilu hiskir oy hishil oy makom b'fnei atzmoy lechemtsoy b'beisoy b'chatzeir. Even if you, the Yisrael, so very important, I'm trying to make sure I don't use the pronouns, the he, they, who are we talking about? Even if the Jewish person designates, he rents or he lends out a certain spot in his house or in his garage for this chametz of the non-Jew. Nami loy mahani in kiva lavachrais. One would think maybe it's not mine, it's his. I don't know it's his because it's right over there in that corner. It's on the top shelf. It's irrelevant. Nami loy mahani, it's still not going to help. In kibbul olav achrayis, if you, the Yisrael, a Jew, accept the responsibility for this chametz, the kaimolon schirus loikanya, that when you hire is not considered like an acquisition. V'inkein harimunach hachametz bebeisoy shel Yisrael, it's considered that this chametz is in the house of the Jewish person, and it's like your chametz. Therefore, how does Mechaber conclude? Chayiv levaro, you have to destroy this chametz because it's your chametz. You can't have chametz on Pesach. What happens if the person didn't learn Simon Tov Mem Sif Aleph until after Pesach? Right, he's running a little behind with his schedule. And he realizes, wait a minute, he figured it's not my chametz. What does it make a difference if I have my neighbor's, my neighbor, I borrow his lawnmower. So he asked me to hold this Rice Krispies, whatever it was, Cheerios, right, Cheerios, that's a classic case. In my garage. Yesh lismoich ala poiskim desvir lehu deheicha shemiyachel leimakam lechemsoi einu oivir beval yiro ashe kibbul avachrayis. One can rely, this is ex post facto, after the fact, one can rely on the poiskim that say that if you designated a spot for him to put the chametz, then you have not transgressed in bal yiro, even ashe kibbul avachrayis. Why? The be'inun shehe chametz motzoi tachas yodoi shel Yisrael could be called in ba'alma. Because in order for the Israel to be more responsible, I'm using the word more responsible, he has to have that ability to pick it up, move it around wherever he wants to. But if he's designating that spot for the non-Jew to place his chametz, he's not moving it around. And when the Israel, the Jewish person, designates one spot for it, it's not considered to be that it's his, the Yisrael's. And this chametz is permissible to be eaten from. You're allowed to eat this chametz and to derive benefit from this chametz. Over yichid makom, continues the Mishnah Brura, mikri, what does it mean to be yichid makom? It's kishim yachiloi b'fonov, bayis o cheder o yizavis b'soich b'isoi, b'schirus o b'sheila. That means, in front of this person, I put down, I say, listen, this top left corner of the bookcase will be, the candle will be where you can put your chametz.
How could you benefit from that?
Well, let's say he tells you after Pesach, says, you know what, I don't realize I don't need it, you could keep it. Right, so this way, now you can have that chametz, which technically, to some degree, was chametz shavu lav Pesach, but we're saying it's not now. Okay? Aval im kibel mimenu, pikodon beli yichud makom, v'acha kach yichud loy makom, shaloy midas akum baal pikodon, loy mahani. But if you accept this item from the non-Jew, without designating a specific place in front of him to tell him, you know what, I'm going to put your chametz in the top left corner. And then you decide, you know what, I'm going to put his chametz in the top left corner. But you don't tell him this originally. Loy mahani, says the Mishnah Brura, it doesn't help. Let me just finish this one sentence, and then we'll take the question, please. The Shema ha'akum einay chavetz shiyamuna chamsoi el b'shus Yisrael. Maybe I want to be only in the Rishus of Yisrael. V'afilu asa mechitza gam kein lemahani, even if you make a divider mechitza, which we'll be learning out later in the Simen, about making mechitza, separating the chametz it's still not going to help, and it's considered to be the Jew's chametz, and therefore his chayiv levare, as the Mechaber says. Yes. No, so I think the Mishmur is explaining here because the non-Jew might not want it where you put it. So if you put it, designate it in front of him and he agrees. That, so basically the reason why it's only a bidyevid, this whole case, once again, is three lines down in the Mishnah Berurah here, where it says, "Mikol makom b'di'evedim hishetz la'yacham." So the question was, why is this only b'di'eved? So it's only b'di'eved because l'chatchila, it's still your chametz, meaning you're the Jewish chametz. We're only trying to find a way that if you didn't get rid of it, and it's still in your possession, then if you set aside a place with his awareness, then it could be not yours as much. In other words, like this.
I give you a bidyevet position.
Yeah.
So you sell chametz, your own chametz to a goy, and you designated the spot that you rented to the goy as well where the chametz is placed, and you take the other goy's chametz.
And you put it into that spot. Right, right.
You don't think. You don't right. remember that, or you think it's all your chametz, and you realize afterwards it wasn't.
Right, right. No, because the chatchila, you should not, that is too much of your chametz. We don't want you to have possession of it. And what we're saying is that even though you set aside, designate a place for it, it's considered to be your chametz. We want it to be out of your possession as much as possible. I believe that's the point here. Okay, let's continue. Sif Kadin Dalid. Chayav Levaro, yet Mevarit. Chayav. Bishor Shegiya Zman Abir. When the time of beer, destruction of the chametz comes, ein ha'akum kan shiachzir loy. Now, if Shlomi here was asking, wait, how can you be destroying his chametz? Well, if he's, that's only if he's not here. But if he comes back, you make sure to give it to him. You don't say, listen, I'm destroying it. It's his chametz. Give it back to him. Now is another point of contention here from the achreinim. Can I sell or mevatel this chametz? So what's the question? Is it mine? It's not really mine. That's the whole point. It's not really my chametz. So imagine this. You ask me to watch your car. I'm holding the keys. You come back and you see me counting some money. Right? So, like, we laugh now, but you know, I want to see this really happen and see if we're laughing. But basically the point is, you are all laughing? Because you all know I can't sell your car without your permission. Well, let's say I'm the Rav. Let's say I'm doing it. Let's say you're the Rav. Yeah. The question is like this. Can you sell? Can it be sold? Sold. That's the point.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
No. But it's not my chametz. It's the guy's chametz.
So what's the difference?
So let's see. Let's see. Because I can
sell.
Anybody want Mishnah Berurah here? Shloimis.
Yeah.
I'm selling it. You know, he can't sell someone else's item. That's the point.
But the rabbi does that.
What do you mean? He's a shliach. He's a shliach. Different point. Yeah. He's a shliach. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So here's the question.
So this fellow, so the shomer is not a shliach of the thing. He's like the barbuck.
Well, what was he a shliach for? What was he a messenger made for? Was he a messenger to sell, or was he a messenger to watch over it? Right. We're going to get into that. It's going to be very specific.
B'toich
kushiyosa. Good question. Yesh deis ba'achreinim. The hainu continues. The harbe mehem sviyalu. Many achreinim hold. The loy mahani. It doesn't help to sell this chametz because it's not really yours. I want to point out the word shein guf hechametz. The guf hechametz is not your chametz. The chlusi chen is the body of the chametz is not his. But harbi mehem mikilim bedaver. Many achrayim are lenient. Skipping the parentheses. Ve'ulafi das magen avram sifkadn aleph yesh takana. What's the takana according to the magen avram? She yachzer v'yafkidoi v'yad akamacher. Go back and be mafkirit to give it over, mafkirit, give it over to another non-Jew. We are akum acher. Or you're selling the entire house. Now, it happens to be in that house as well, is that chametz of the goy also. But you're selling the whole house. Akum yikabel alav achrayis shalgneva veveda. And the Akum, the other non-Jew, accepts responsibility of gneva veveda. V'hanochin shiyas shneim, you should do both. The hainu mechiris, what are they? Mechiris abayis, sell the house, v'gam mechiris achametz, and also sell the chametz as well. Now, it would be best to see the next Sifkat Hay. However, I don't want to go too much in next year, so we'll pick up tomorrow from Sifkat Hay.